Hey, welcome in. Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Breton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin, Cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, I'll tell you, we are one day closer to all these great games taking place, Shane. And, you know, I really wanted to ask you something.
Yes.
You smell that, Shane?
What is it?
I smell some upsets in the air. I think we're getting some upsets this weekend. How about you?
Oh, we better. I don't know what the cousins are picking this week, but I've got to make up some ground, and I may have a few upsets on my board as well, Mike, because I start putting these together, and it's like, oh, yeah, this team should win. Oh, this team should win. But then I started, like, second thinking it, third thinking it. I was like, you know what? I think that team's losing.
Second guessing.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a third thinking. I've never heard that before, but maybe. Third thinking it. Well, you better get it right thinking the first time, Shane, because here's a roundup of the season totals. The cousins and Steven are whooping us, Shane. They're in the lead with 78 selections. I'm right there with 77. And Cousin Shane, I think he's got 74 because he's been third thinking it a little too much. Shout out Cousin Andrew West, Shane. So he's our cousin selector this episode. So we'll get to his picks here in a little bit. But even I didn't tell him, Shane. I let the cousins pick whoever they want, right? Yeah. He's got an upset special this weekend. So I'm just telling you, there's upsets in the air. You know what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And watch there be zero. Because sometimes we're due for one of those as well, Mike.
Well, you know what we're always due for, Shane?
What's that, my friend?
Sub Tennessee Legend Whiskey.
Come on.
When you get, there's nothing better, Shane. Mm-mm. Absolutely. I mean, college football, I don't know if it can be top truly.
Yeah.
But the only way to perhaps top it is to have you a glass of Tennessee Legend right beside you while you tune in and watch the games. You know what?
Absolutely. And if you're looking for some photos to send to your friends, you're like, hey, I'm having all this fun up here in Sevierville, and you're not. You know where you go? Tennessee Legend. And you start taking photos, and you send, oh, look, we're doing some sipping. Oh, we're doing some tasting. We got some moonshine. That's exactly what Tennessee Legend is going to have for you. You're going to have a blast when you're in there. And be sure to let them know the cousin sent you. Not only going to get a discount, but you will also receive a bonus gift. Come on, cuz.
Ooh. And speaking of bonus, Shane, any of the cousins, I don't know if they may have missed it. That's why I always forget. You know, we're terrible promoters. But I put on the channel, we got an interview with Bobby Burton from On Texas.
Ooh, buddy.
Talking some Texas Longhorns, so go check that out. And don't forget, we had Mike Gittins from the War Report talking Auburn and the Search and Hugh Freeze. And then tomorrow, we got another one. We got Billy Lucci, our man Billy, down there at Texag. So loaded content on the channel. Just stay tuned for that. I just want to give a plug to all those guests for giving us their time. You know what?
Stay tuned. Stay buttoned up. We've always got something going on. That's why those notifications are important. Before we get started, if you hit that X and minimize and hit that thumbs up, it costs $0, and we appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right, Shane. Always, you know, we've done this so many times, I always forget what I'm supposed to do.
You want to lead with Antonio Brown leaving Dubai here lately? Oh, no.
I saw a little bit of that. What was the deal with that?
Yeah, buddy. I don't know. I saw underneath the TMZ article, apparently he's in trouble for attempted murder inside the States. He was in Dubai. And I read it. I saw that. Posted a photo. This is why you never Google what countries you can't get expedited in. Because if you do Google it, it says Dubai's on the list, but apparently they're not. So Antonio Brown is coming back. Innocent until proven guilty.
Do you know who Antonio Brown's college coach was?
Antonio Brown's college coach was, no.
Because he talks about it all. Well, he always talks about his players.
Yes.
But he always leaves Antonio Brown off the list.
Mm-hmm.
Brick by brick, baby. Kelsey, you know, he's always talking about Kelsey.
Yeah, he don't talk about Butch Jones, huh?
No, no, no. I'm saying Butch don't talk about, like, I tutored Antonio Brown because he don't want to be associated, I guess.
I got you. A little bit easier when you're promoting Taylor Swift, you know?
Hey, shout out Seth. Just started watching y'all this season. Y'all keep me cracking up. Great show. Boomer Sooner.
Thank you, cuz.
Shane, is he welcome, even if he's Boomer Sooner?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just for you this week.
48 hours has wore off, right? Okay. You know? I'm used to this feeling, you know, since 1998. I've dealt with it several years in a row, so I will be fine. But now you root for him. There's a little piece. And I know some folks aren't like this, but I've always been one of those, like, if you beat us, then win out, right?
Yeah.
Because if that happens, then I can say, well, we lost to a college football playoff team, you know?
You lost to the best, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Bama, Georgia, Oklahoma, potentially? I mean.
All right. Well, speaking of the best, Shane.
Yeah.
If you want the best place to play some fantasy sports this season.
Where's that?
Prize Picks. Go check them out. Prize Picks. You put in that promo code SEC if you get a new account over at Prize Picks. Play 5, get 50. And all this is player projections. So they have, you know, projected receiving yards, rushing yards, passing yards, touchdowns, things of that nature. And you just got to select more than or less than. And the more selections you make, I believe it's up to 6. Let's say you get all 6, you can win big over at Prize Picks. You ready to hear my Prize Picks?
Yeah. How are you doing this? How are we doing so far? Oh,
don't talk about that, but pretty horrible. So basically fade all my Prize Picks here. But I got DJ Lagway.
Yes.
I like the guy. I hyped Florida to no end this offseason. I was dead wrong. And basically the first, I don't know if you remember, the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season, I was like, more than with old DJ. I don't even look at the number anymore, Shane. I just say less than. 234.5 passing yards for DJ Lagway against Kentucky. Give me the less than. I don't think he gets to 235.
Yeah, we're going to talk injury reports here in a little bit. I mean, who's he going to throw to, Mike? You know, so, I could see this one. This is a good pick for me.
Cold, nasty weather, all that. I'm factoring it all in. Shout out, Shane. This is an emerging player for them Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Chauncey Bowens, running back. 43.5 rush yards. Give me the more than against Mississippi State. I like Mississippi State. They've made a lot of improvements. But they're not good against the run.
Yeah.
So I think you're on the road. You're trying to get out of there, survive. I think Georgia's going to be running a lot. I think Chauncey Bowens gets to 44 rush yards.
Yeah, and he's really starting to come into shape, too, you know? So I like this one, Mike.
You feel dirty now?
Yeah, I know. Don't do 3 in a row, Mike.
All right. I know you used to like this guy. I don't know if you like this team anymore. We're about to find out. Marquise Johnson, Missouri receiver, speed demon.
Yeah.
How about this, Shane? Longest reception. I'm getting different with it here. Longest reception, 15.5 yards.
Yeah.
Give me the more than. So I think he has at least one catch or reception of 16 or more yards, Marquise Johnson. I think he'll, you know, they're going to be stacking the box. They're going to be trying to limit Ahmad Hardy.
Yeah.
Hit him right over the top of that big bazooka arm of Matt Zoller's. Come on, buddy. What do you think?
Well, damn it. I like this one, too. And the reason I do is because it's good till the very end, right?
Right.
Even if you're up, you're down, doesn't matter. It's like you just need one over 15 yards, and yeah, that could happen. That could happen in any – they could be just running the clock there at the end, you know? So, yeah.
Exactly. All right, and then last one, Shane. So I did a Mizzou one. I'm going to do an A&M one.
Yeah.
KC Concepcion, I think he might be the best receiver in the country this year.
Yes.
Shane, 53.5 receiving yards. Give me the more than. Missouri's got a really good defense, but the place you can get him is in the secondary. I think KC Concepcion can get us 54 receiving yards.
There we go. We found one, Mike. We found one. Yeah, no, I do not. I feel like, obviously, they got a lot of weapons there with Texas A&M, and we're going to get to that game here in a second, but I like the under here.
Okay. Well, you son of a... You know who disagrees with you?
Who's that?
Fire Beer Marshall. M-I-Z, beat the hell out of the Aggies. He spelled it different, but I'm not going to
Fire Marshall Bill. Like it.
Shout out Brandon Norwood. Love you, boys. Everybody smash the like button. Tigers beat the boop. Alabama punks Saturday. It shocks the world. Then Ayers Lane. How about that, Shane?
Oh, jeez. Wouldn't that be something?
The trifecta.
All in one weekend.
All right. Well, let's get into the weekend forecast, buddy, with our buddy James Bryant. Go check him out. Meteorologist James Bryant on Facebook. He's got over 100,000 followers on Facebook and at on Twitter, X, whatever you call it, KATV James. Go give him a follow for giving us the latest forecast. You go. This is a good one right here, Shane. It sounds like we're going to get some good weather.
Welcome back to Arkansas. It's another big week of SEC football. Just six games this week and some pretty good weather. There are some cold fronts moving through on Saturday, so the temperature will be turning colder for almost all of us by the time we get to Sunday and Monday. But we make that transition on Saturday. Some games will have warmer temperatures. Some games will be getting colder during the game. Let's start at the beginning of the day. The morning game is Georgia at Mississippi State. It'll be warm in Starkville. The daytime high is 78. There is a 30% chance of showers. We expect those are going to be mostly light, and we'll have a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Pretty good weather. Also in Mississippi, the Citadel goes to Ole Miss. That's at noon central. The high is 74 there in North Mississippi. Still a small chance of showers there, about 30% again. Those should be light. Now to the afternoon slate. Texas A&M's got to make a tricky trip to Missouri. The high in Missouri, central Missouri there, Columbia, is 64 degrees. Do not let that fool you. A cold front is coming through that's going to knock that temperature down during the afternoon. So the high is 64 before kickoff. That front moves through during the game, and I think we could see temperatures in the 40s right after sunset. So dress warm. That front's going to come through. Cooler temperatures are coming in. Again, here also, there could be a few scattered showers. Further towards the southeast, Auburn's going to Vanderbilt, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern. There, it'll be sunny with a high of 73. Those temperatures will get cool fast after sunset. Remember, the daylight saving switch, the sunset's quite a bit earlier, so in the fourth quarter could be pretty dark, and those temperatures will fall quickly into the low 60s. Down towards the south, the evening slate, we've got LSU at Alabama. There's a high of 79 there in West Alabama. It's going to be nice. Kickoff temp 71, then temperatures will quickly be in the 60s. Here, too, there is a small chance for a shower, but we don't expect widespread heavy rain or anything like that. Florida at Kentucky, the high is 64 there in Lexington. Temperatures will fall quick after dark, so that kickoff being the late game, dress somewhat warm at least. 57 is the kickoff temperature. It'll be 48 by the end of the game, and a front is on the way through Kentucky there overnight as well, so showers are going to arrive towards the end of the game and overnight. So some rain is possible for that game, Florida at Kentucky. Pretty good slate this week. A lot of interesting games. And we're really into November now. So a lot of interesting SEC football to come. That's the weather forecast for this week, guys. Back to you.
Hey, so shout out Cousin James Bryant for the forecast this weekend, Shane. And if you notice, he didn't make a prediction.
Yeah.
So I reached out and I said, you got to give us something, right? So this is exactly what he said. He said, my mind picks Mizzou over A&M, but my heart wants State over Georgia. So, I like both of those little spicy takes. How about that?
I like it. I think all them coaches leaving, he said, I'm going to get in on that action. And old James has hit the portal too. So I appreciate Cuz taking time to help us out here. I know he's got a lot going on, a lot of irons in the fire. But I always, always, always appreciate the weather report.
Yes, sir.
And no freeze warnings. I like that.
All right, Shane. Are you ready?
Real quick, housekeeping note. A lot of people are asking me about TV. I see it in the comment sections. YouTube's still doing their thing. I'm slinging it from here on out. I am slinging it on the weekends, and I'm just paying for Saturdays. That's it. And hopefully they'll figure it out by basketball season gets really cranked up here.
I'm glad you let us know, Shane, what you're up to.
The nation was
wondering what
Cousin Shane was. I mean, you could go to – a lot of people are saying Hulu, and just remember who pays the check for Hulu.
Right. Is Sling, you could just do by the day?
Yeah, Sling. Yeah, Sling Pass. So just pick it up Saturday. You get 24 hours of fun college football watching. Now, they don't have the quad box, but, you know, if you got enough TVs, you can work it out.
Wonder how they make money doing that.
I don't know. They think I'm going to stay, I guess. I'm about to, though.
All right. Well, hey, I don't know if you get on old Sling. I don't know if you get this one. Well, I hope you do. How about Ole Miss versus the Citadel, Shane? 1 o'clock Eastern, noon Central, SEC Network, ESPN Plus. Again, I don't know if anybody's going to be watching. This might be a pay-per-view. Remember those days?
Right.
But who you got, Ole Miss or the Citadel?
Well, obviously, I'm going to have Ole Miss here, right? And I do think that this is not a crazy important game, but it's one of those that you just can't mess around with. There's no reason that we should have starters late third quarter here. I said this the other day. Ole Miss is going to have, with the Florida game next week, six games in a row before a bye week, before that Egg Bowl. And I just feel like this one is important for them to stay healthy, to get off the football field as quick as possible and get some of this young talent in here. So not looking really to see anything except a lot of points, right? Because I just feel like that's the Ole Miss way, right? Lane Kiffin, his job, his resume is floating around out there, and it's always a little bit more exciting when there's tons of points on the board. So I do have a score here. Give me Ole Miss 52, the Citadel 6.
Oh, close one. Ooh, any concern, though? I mean, Citadel's running this triple option. They might eat up the clock.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough offense to prepare for. Not that they'll really threaten Ole Miss by any measure, but it may be, I don't know, these last couple, I know the Georgia one, he was red hot, but Trinidad, he's been slightly off, slightly askew. So, again, will he be against freaking Citadel? Surely not. But I don't know. I don't know if Ole Miss can get that many points in this game. And I mean, they could if they left the start. You said it yourself. Get the starters out by, hopefully by the second quarter. but Lane Kiffin in the past has kind of left his guys in there.
Yeah.
Surely this late in the season, this type of matchup, he won't. So that concerns me. But not really, maybe if there was a spread that I was aware of in this one, but they don't even have a spread for this one. So give me Ole Miss 45, give me Citadel 6. But I think it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Austin Simmons.
Yeah.
If he plays, I would imagine he will, what he looks like in this game. I mean, I even think, Lane Kiffin will say all the right things, but I would imagine any starter that has any kind of nagging injury whatsoever, they probably don't even play in this game, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely believe that. And you mentioned the option. I feel like this is just a game that, one of my favorite things that you do is on Sunday, you'll bring up the drive charts, and I would love nothing more than to see maybe four scores in a row, because four scores and I believe this game's out of hand, and it doesn't matter if you're running what offense, what I'm saying, especially the option. I don't think you keep up. So I would expect this score to get out of hand pretty quick, probably in the second quarter,
okay,
if not the first.
Old Abraham Lincoln with your four scores.
Well, I just watched Abraham Lincoln, the Vampire Slayer, so maybe that was on my mind.
Is that any good?
Fantastic. Fantastic. In fact, I was just Googling if there's a sequel coming out. But he got shot, so.
More entertaining than this Citadel game, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, buddy, how about, here's one. That, man, this to me, I feel like it's a complete toss-up, Shane. Florida at Kentucky. Interim coach for them Gators, Billy Gonzalez. Mark Stoops fighting for his job. This is a game, Shane, where the winner keeps their bowl hopes alive. I mean, technically the loser, bowl hopes still alive, but at 3-5, they're each at 3-5.
Yep.
I don't think the losers realistically got any shot at the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
So in that regard, this is a really big game. Florida has dominated the series, but not so fast, my friend. After 31 consecutive wins in a row, Kentucky has won 3 of the last 4 and 5 of the last 8. And, man, when it, my first media day, Shade, it was, trying to remember the year, maybe like 2017.
Yeah.
Every room damn Stoops went into was, you think this is a year you could beat Florida?
Yeah, yeah.
But times, they have a change, man. And I know Florida favored in this matchup by 3. Mm-hmm. Night game, SEC Network, 7:30 Eastern, 6:45 Central, over under 45.5. But I don't know. I mean, by the point spread, of course, this technically would be an upset if Kentucky won.
Yeah.
But I don't think if they won truly, I would view this as an upset. Do you?
I still think it would be an upset, but okay. I mean,
the football's like Kentucky.
I know. But let's be realistic here. Everybody except Kentucky fans probably are expecting Florida to win this game. However, I think the injury reports is a telltale sign of, and I'm not saying the locker room, right? I'm not saying that some of these kids aren't injured, but I really felt like everything was given for that, you know, world's largest outdoor cocktail party last week. And I saw some deflated fans. I saw some upset players here. And I wonder, you know, you pair that with this injury report, which is outrageous compared to the other ones.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a little bit of give up here, you know, and because what are you fighting for? A bowl? Yeah, possibly, right? But you're looking at that schedule. There's not an easy path to a bowl game for either one of these football teams. Now, on the other side of the football field, Coach Stoops just got somebody fired, right? Coach Stoops went down there to Auburn, had a big win. I saw the excitement. I saw the buzz on the sideline. I feel like we got two different locker rooms this weekend, Mike. And I feel like Coach Stoops, I'm going to be bringing it again for another week, brother. Give me my lock. Kentucky 24, Florida 16. I think it's a dicey game. I don't think it's pretty. But I really love the development of this offense for Kentucky. And I still think the defense doesn't get enough respect. They're just tenacious enough. Look how many sacks they had last week. I feel like they're going to be all over DJ Lagway in this game. And, I like Kentucky to pull off what, quote-unquote, the upset.
Wait, so you're confused the hell out of me because I said, well, it wouldn't really be an upset. And you said, or were you just trying to bait me there?
Nah, I was baiting you.
Okay.
Did it work? Yeah. We've been doing this so long, it's kind of hard to get you going, you know? I'm trying to bob when you weave, you know?
I got you. Because, I mean, and I hate even uttering this, Shane, because I've talked up DJ Lagway for so long.
Yeah.
I'm not even certain Florida has a quarterback edge in this matchup. You know, given Cutter Bowley.
Yeah.
Cutter Bowley looked horrible last week.
Yeah, he did.
But against Tennessee, he looked like a million bucks. Against Texas, which Texas has a really good defense, he looked really, he outplayed Arch Manning.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I may have even seen, of course, DJ, he carved up Florida, Texas too. I mean, what the hell? Maybe Texas doesn't have a good defense after all. But point being, Shane, I don't think, I can't even tell who's got the best quarterback in this matchup.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that'll go a long way to determining who wins this football game. I think they're both good on the line of scrimmage. Kentucky, I think they're very, very, very underrated.
Yeah.
On the line of scrimmage. So I think this is a really good matchup in that regard. Seth McGowan, he underrated running back. Jaden Ball, Florida fans, of course, know all about him, but I don't know nationally if anybody knows about him because Florida's been such a disappointment, but these are two really good running backs. And you made a great point. I mean, looking up and down the injury list, mm-hmm. I don't even know who DJ Lagway is going to be able to throw the football to. You know? And I'm concerned. I'm very concerned, Shane.
Yeah.
If Florida gets down early, it's going to be cold. Go back, shout out Cousin James with the weather forecast. You could see them Gators huddled up against the heater waiting for this game to end. You know what I mean? I think that's realistic and just how much they got left in the tank after that tough rivalry loss to Georgia, 5th in a row. I got to do it, Shane. Got to do it. Give me C-A-T-S, cats, 24, Florida, 20. I think the Gators are dead in the water.
Damn. I thought this was going to be the one. I was like, I got Mike. He's going to pick Florida. He'll pump up Kentucky, and then he'll pick Florida. Nope. Damn, we are on the same page.
At least I didn't lock it.
Yeah. I think it'll be a good game. I really do. I know it's going to be nasty. I hope the fans show up, right? I feel like that could be a big thing, too. If we got enough here, you know, enough crowd noise, enough excitement, a buzz. I'm not saying that we're giving Stoops an extension at the end of this game, right? But, you know, finally you have something to fight for. You've got a team that is moving in the right direction. You have a future that looks a little bit brighter than it did 4 weeks ago. So I feel like there's more on the line for Kentucky here than Florida. We know Florida's done, right? Billy's gone. We're going to go through a coaching search. They'll be fine. They'll be better next year. But Kentucky's one of those that's like been on life support for two seasons, and now we're finally catching a little fire at the right time, I feel. So
right. And I'll make, let me know if you agree with this, Shane. I think if Kentucky loses this game,
mm-hmm.
they'll be 3-6. Tennessee Tech, they could beat them. But at Vanderbilt, at Louisville, who's pretty solid this year, if Kentucky loses this game, they're going 4-8 at best.
Yep.
And Mark Stoops is not coming back.
Yes.
And if they win this one, I think there's a realistic shot they can get to 6. I'm not saying they will, but, mm-hmm. you know, 4-8 and 6-6, I think at 6-6, I think there's a shot he comes back. I think at 4-8, I think there's no shot. So that, to me, this is... It's fair to say this game may determine the fate of Mark Stoops.
Yeah, but, I mean, I really don't see him getting rid of Stoops. I don't. I even 4 wins, I feel like they're – you know what? I ain't even talking about it. I just picked them to do the upset here, so no. Don't even drag me down there.
Shout out – I just saw it. Who was it? Someone said – he's going to get an extension after right here. Yeah. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Old Day Trey. Shane, he gave us a donation.
Hell yeah. Thanks, Trey.
Been working around the clock for 2 or 3 days, been missing the live streams, but catching them once I'm home. But like the dogs, nobody can keep me down. Love the cousins. Go dogs. We appreciate you, Old Day Trey.
Hell yeah. Which dog?
All right, Shane. You know, before we go any step further.
Oh, God.
No, this is good news.
Oh,
this
okay.
is great news, Shane. Don't forget, hey, college football, it's winding down, right?
Yes.
Perfect time if you were like, man, you're like Shane at the last minute. Like, I want to go to one of these games. How do I get me a ticket? Go check them out over at SeatGeek, Shane. Promo code SEC10. Get 10% off your full order over at SeatGeek.com or on the app. You can just make it very simple on yourself. Go download the app on your phone. Same deal. SEC10 gets you 10% off any tickets you want for the rest of college football. And it doesn't even have to be college football. It could be NFL. We got basketball now, college basketball. I think professional basketball and even concerts, things of that nature. They got it all covered over at SeatGeek. And don't forget, most importantly, that promo code SEC10. That lets them know that we sent you over there. So it's holiday season, Shane. We're just trying to save people money.
I saw it the other day. We had Trans-Siberian was playing on the – yeah, we're putting – remember, we do Christmas early over here.
Oh, okay.
And so the music was great. I was like, they usually come to Knoxville, right? So I jump on SeatGeek, and I'm like, I'm going to need a little more than 10% to do this one, you know? But at least I now know exactly how much people love the Trans-Siberian Orchestra there.
Okay. Well, you scared me with that. I thought you were going a totally different direction with that, but okay.
Perfect. Transylvania with another vampire show.
All right. Before we get cut off the air, Shane, how about this one? Now, there's another one. Could go either way, I think.
Yeah.
Auburn, Shane, at Vanderbilt. And why, Shane? Because we have fired Hugh Freeze's sorry ass. So I think Auburn's got new life I really do. This could be a statement game for interim coach DJ Durkin. Yeah. Commodores favored by 6.5 at home. The over-under is 45.5 total points. 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 Central on the SEC Network. Man, Vanderbilt needs this one desperately. Yeah. They can't afford to lose another game if they want to make the college football playoff. Auburn, they still got bowl hopes on the line. And man, just ask Cousin Emily, Shane. There is renewed optimism on the plains, as there should be. And how about that, Shane? The series all-time tied at 22. So winner of this game leads the all-time series.
And everything I'm hearing, man, you talk about a locker room that maybe a little rejuvenated. I think it could be Auburn. You always wonder about a coach getting fired and what it's going to be. I was worried about Florida because they're all moping around and throwing flowers and shit. And Auburn, total opposite. I think they cranked up some rap music day one and they said, let's do this thing. So I feel like there's a little bit of, what do we got to lose, right? You know, Vanderbilt's the one that has everything. We can be the damn, what's that green guy that steals all the gifts?
The Grinch.
Absolutely. Auburn could be the Grinch this year and steal the playoff. You're talking about, hey, Tennessee, oh, Tennessee. But if you lose to Auburn, it's over, right? And I feel like that is important for Auburn here. I feel like this is a weird looking game, man. This is the rethinking, rethinking everything. I've done everything. I've looked both sides of this thing, and yes, Vanderbilt should win the game. But, Mike, Vanderbilt won't win the game. I've got Auburn, Morristown Honda, with an interim coach traveling to Nashville and getting a win, 21, Vanderbilt 20. I feel like it's close, but I feel like I'm still sold. DJ Durkin's still there, man. This defense, the only good thing that's been happening with Auburn is still there. Now they just got to get a little life with offense and – Maybe they had too many people in their ears. Now they can go out here and play some damn football. And I feel like this is a game that may catch people off guard.
And here I thought I hated Hugh Freeze. Oh, Shane, calling for the outright upset. How much does this have to do with your walking, though?
Now I see it on the sideline. Everybody's like, Shane trying to get these miles down, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm. That's right where I went. But, man, that'd be wild.
Yeah.
How concerned are you, though? No, what'd you say, 21-20?
Yeah. So not too confident.
I mean, I don't know that Auburn can score 21 points, do you?
Not Hugh Freeze's Auburn.
Right.
But who says defense can't have a score here? I'll be honest with you, man. Vanderbilt went to Texas cocky and arrogant. And you better damn believe Auburn just lost their coach, right? They don't have a quarterback. You kind of teed that one up. But I feel like Vanderbilt's thinking the same thing. Like, we control our we'll just go out here and we're going to beat the brakes off these football teams.
Right.
But I'm telling you, Auburn has moments of greatness. And like I said, with that defense staying intact, I feel like they're going to stay in this football game to the very end. And that's what I'm looking at, is maybe a good break goes Auburn's way here.
And I don't know if you've heard any of this, Shane, but apparently, and let's hope, fingers crossed, this has come to an end. But down there at Auburn,
yeah,
for the last, really this year, I don't know how long, but I've heard it's like two different teams practicing. Mm-hmm. It's the offense and the defense, and they're just like totally,
right?
You know, because one's DJ Durkin and one's Hugh Freeze, obviously. But hopefully that has come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. My only concern with that, Shane, because I've been wondering all this myself.
Yeah.
Right. But how much can you really rejuvenate an offense in a week's time? You know, if we had a bye week, which mm-hmm. we get next week, I think it'd be a completely different story. I just don't know how much we can rejuvenate it in 1 week. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be my biggest concern. Now, it sounds like Ashton Daniels, DJ mm-hmm. Durkin, has come out and said that's going to be our quarterback. Does that give you more or less confidence in old Auburn?
I mean, it didn't move the needle.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Because maybe he's like incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, based on what we saw last week, I'm not saying he is, but I don't know. But so you think Vanderbilt's kind of like a wounded duck here, got their pride hurt, dropping in the playoffs?
Yeah, I just feel like, okay, it's Texas, right? On the road, Texas. But we got two home games in Tennessee. Tennessee's the one I've got circled, right? We're going on the road. We beat Tennessee. We're in the playoffs. They're not thinking about Auburn and Kentucky. That's not what they're thinking about, and they should be, because right now these two teams have – I mean – they're dangerous. You can't take your foot off the gas. There's never a bye week in SEC play. So I feel like that's kind of what we get here.
Well, Shane, if I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
and I don't believe I am, you've gotten every Vanderbilt game wrong this season, Shane. Even last week, you picked up to beat Texas. Now you're flip-flopping and doing all kinds of craziness. So I say all that to say, Shane, come on. Come on with it. Diego Pavia, Eli Stowers, Cedric Alexander, lock of the week, Shane. All these narratives are BS. Vanderbilt, 24. Auburn, 14. I don't think Auburn can score.
That's fair. That's fair. I'm just glad we didn't agree for once. I got to catch up. You know, there is a part of this, Mike. I'm not going to lie. There is a part of me. I do this on the golf course. It's like when I get behind, I try doing shots I shouldn't do, and this may be one of them, but I really did go round and round on this one. This is why I gave it to Morristown Honda. It's because I mean, my first pick was Vanderbilt to win it, but then I was like, I don't know, man. I've been hearing some good things, and I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with it.
Cousin Tim says Shane plays golf in his flip flops. All right, Shane, how about this one? We got a rowdy one down in Starkville, Georgia, mighty Georgia. Shane on the road at Mississippi State. Bulldogs from Athens, favored by 9.5 points. The over-under, 57.5 total points. Noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central on ESPN. Who do you like in this one?
I can imagine Mississippi State winning this game. I can imagine them cowbells going crazy, the fans storming the football field. I can see it. I can absolutely see it happening because Mississippi State's been playing wonderful, especially at home, right? Just, I mean, they, I just don't know, man. I feel like I've got a little bit of fool's gold with Mississippi State. It's like I want to believe they're here, man. They are back. This is a good football team that's just had a couple of bad breaks, but what if they had a couple of good breaks and they still fell short kind of scenario? You know what I'm saying? And I feel like them dogs, Georgia Bulldogs, that is a football team that kind of came alive last week. Now, I'm not saying – I can't sit here and say, well, Kentucky's going to beat Florida. It's not the same, right? Yeah. I feel like you got the best Florida last week, and Georgia seems like they always get that. And they have been. They're the ones that always had the bullseye on them, but – we really don't talk about them near as much because this could potentially be your playoff team right here. This could be the one hoisting that trophy at the end of the year. I don't think it's a game. Mike, I tried to imagine it, and I know the state fans are in here like, yeah, this is the one. It is not the one. I almost locked this one because I think this one's out of hand pretty early, but Mississippi State crawls back in. Give me 31, Georgia. Mississippi State, 21. Sorry, Sven, I know you're up late.
Oh, 31-21.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's pretty good, right? Against a top five-ish team.
Hang the banner, baby.
I think Georgia is number five in the country.
Yeah.
State fighting for bowl eligibility. They're one away. Some tough games. It's Georgia game. At Mizzou, buddy, Egg Bowl. Yeah, this could be a scenario, Shane, where it's like, if you don't get it now, you may not get it. You know, I hate to say it for them, but you're right. I mean, they've been playing a lot better, loving what I'm seeing. from the freshman, Kamario Taylor. He's coming in there and giving a new spark to Mississippi State's offense.
Yeah.
Blake Shapen making clutch plays. Brendan Thompson, where the hell's that guy been this whole career? He was at Oklahoma. I don't know what he did, but he's a revelation here. Anthony Evans from Mississippi State.
Yeah.
I like Traore, the tight end. We got Fluff back last week. Davin Booth. I mean, there's so many weapons, Shane, on Mississippi State's team here. The biggest hangup I have, though, and I hope I'm dead wrong, you know?
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong. But I just, every time I watch Jeff Levy, I'm like, what in the hell are we doing? I think he's a hell of an offensive coordinator and quarterback coach. But I seriously question his ability to lead an SEC program to wins here. Meanwhile, we got the damn greatest coach in college football on the other sideline who's just clapping over here, getting the refs to bend to his will here. So, you know, I mean, that's a massive, massive, massive advantage for Georgia in this matchup. And as far as Mississippi State has come on the defensive side of the football, and they really have, shout out Coleman Hutzler, defensive coordinator. I called him every word under the book this offseason, Shane. I said, you can't bring this guy back. His defense was beyond bad last year.
Yeah.
The worst in the conference. And now I'd say they're getting after the quarterbacks. I'd say they're still kind of middle tier, but that's a big step up from arguably the worst in the country. So they're doing a good job. But the problem, Shane, is Georgia. It's got an elite offense. Gunnar Stockton playing the best football that he's ever played. He's getting more and more confidence. Receivers are emerging. The offensive line's looking good. And I don't think George is afraid of those Cowbells, do you?
Mm-mm. Damn.
Well, that's where you're wrong! Come on, Shane. Upset. I told you, upsets are in the air. Give me Mississippi State 38. Georgia 35. Bulldogs from Starkville pull off the upset that should have happened about three times this year. Finally happened, Shane. Mississippi State, I know they finished last week, but who cares about that game? They finally finish against a quality opponent, and Georgia gets behind, and this is the first time they can't rally back.
You know, and honestly, Mike, in my mind, this feels like that Mississippi State Texas A&M game, right? I thought, hey man, the Bulldogs are back. They're going to go down there. They're going to pull off the upset. I can feel it. And then I'm watching Texas A&M just run through them, and I'm like, what was I thinking? Mississippi State's not there yet. But I'm probably wrong, Mike. If anybody's happy right now, it's probably them State fans, because remember where I am in the rankings.
Yep. All right. How about this? Man, I can't believe how much luster is off this. This is annually, Shane, the best game.
Yes.
In the SEC, perhaps. But we got LSU on the road at Alabama. Bama, of course, favored by 9.5 points. 49.5 is the total. 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, nationally televised on ABC. Both these teams have had 2 weeks to prepare. And who knows what in the world we're getting out of LSU. Will they get the interim bump that Florida got last week? I think they might, Shane. What say you, LSU at Bama?
You know, it's funny because you always knew whenever I saw this game, I first thing I thought of was Gary Danielson, right? It's kind of a bad thought, but that's what I always thought. You know, this is a flex game. We're going to have it at night, blah, blah, blah. This is always the second CBS game. And it does suck, man. It does suck that we've got an interim coach for LSU. I feel like this one easily could have been game day. If you were to ask me, I think we even did a list, you know, when we're going around trying to find the best schedule. And if I'm not mistaken, this one was on there, right?
Yeah.
So highly, highly disappointed that it's not, but still could be good, right? Just because game day's not there doesn't mean that this isn't a great game. I still feel like both these teams super, super talented. LSU, obviously not going to be going to the playoffs, but they'd love nothing more than to knock Alabama out of them, right? You know, or at least get them off the wrong path. So I feel like when you look at Alabama, this is a football team that's getting healthy at the right time. That's what makes them dangerous. You know, when we're starting to get to the end of this thing and we're trying, yes, have they made mistakes along the way? Absolutely. Have they had some growing pains? Absolutely. But I felt like that bye week was the most important thing that could have happened for Alabama. You're seeing receivers coming back healthy. You're seeing a football team that now has one goal, to make it to the SEC championship, and they do that by running through those LSU Tigers. So let them worry about a coach search. And let Alabama worry about the trophy case. So give me Alabama 28, LSU 17.
Well, I just looked it up for fun, Shane.
Yeah.
Old Gary.
Yes.
Any idea what game he's calling instead of this?
No. What is it? UCLA and I don't know.
I mean, it might as well be. It's Oregon, which I got respect for them. All right. Yeah. And Iowa.
Oh, man.
I mean, these barn burners they signed up for up there in the Big Ten. You know what?
Oregon? I'm surprised he hasn't retired.
Like, oh, he is. He's after this is his final year, he said.
Yeah.
He can't take these damn games anymore.
He saw in Iowa. He said, no, this is it. I'm out.
Well,
am I right or am I wrong? I know you're picking upsets, but.
Yeah. I just wish I knew the status of old Garrett Nussmeier. Mm-hmm. And what this offense will say. Now, this is a different story, right? So I said, Auburn, how much can they really change?
Yeah.
I think LSU, you know, it's not going to be drastically different, but they 2 weeks to prepare, new play caller. Mm-hmm. I think they can change it, Shane. And shout out Frank Wilson, interim, say, hey, he is very, very popular down there. We are going to establish this run. Now, it's one thing to say it.
Yeah.
But, hey, when you got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
First step to fixing it is what? Admitting it.
Right.
Instead of the last guy, you're spoiled. Shut up. We ran that one time. You know, like, no. You got an issue. You got it. You have to identify it. You have to correct it. And Frank Wilson's already on it. They got running backs down there. I don't know if they got the offensive line. That'll be, you know, critical here. But Bama, with under Womack, they love the blitz. So, you know, I don't know that Garrett Nussmeier can win you this football game. I think he's got the weapons to do it. I think he's got the talent to do it. I don't think he's got the offensive line to do it.
Yeah.
And what does this defense look like? That, gosh, remember there wasn't that long ago we were looking at LSU like, this might be the best damn defense in the country. Come on. Five interceptions against Florida. They totally corralled Clemson. Of course, we found out Clemson was a complete fraud. But, you know, wasn't that long ago this was an elite defense.
Yeah.
Not anymore. You know what I mean? This is about Mississippi State defense, if you ask me. So middle of the road defense, that ain't gonna cut it. Alabama at home. I think you're 100% right. I think it's a little too tough. I think it's closer than what you got it, because I think LSU really will fight their ass off. Mm-hmm. They'll get that interim bump. But give me Bama to win, but not cover. Give me Bama 27, LSU 21.
Percentage that this is a blowout, like 0 to 100. What I feel like that's still 10. On the table here too, right? No,
nah.
No. Okay,
they'll show up. They'll All show right. up for this one, just like we could have said the same thing about Florida, Georgia.
Yeah,
they show up. They got pride down there. Now, if they lose, you know, some of these others could be blowouts, you know?
If LSU loses this game, how many more L's will they have before the season's up?
One.
One, okay.
6-6, or seven and five.
Arkansas.
I think at Oklahoma.
No, I'm joking.
All right, final matchup here,
yes.
Shane. One we tried to warn them about is going to be a showdown. Texas A&M undefeated on the road at Missouri. The Maggies, Shane, favored by 6.5 points. The over under 47.5 total points, 330 Eastern, 230 Central, nationally televised on ABC. Who do you like in the ball game?
Mike, it's tough to focus with Elko's massive nutsack just joining us. But hey, we're going to get to those new cousins here in a second. Mike, this is going to be a really good game, right? I feel like there's a lot riding on this one. I feel like pride from both ones. Here's Coach Elko. He's saying the right stuff, right? He's saying the right things from an undefeated coach. But I feel like in that locker room, there is one voice, and they want to do something that we thought couldn't be done, and that is run the board, you know? And they absolutely hate Mizzou because of the infamous blanket and all that. I mean, there was enough drama last year, and do not think that that's not carrying over to this season. But I feel like it's also ringing up there in Columbia. This is a football team that's got their back against the walls. They cannot afford to lose. They're getting no respect, no love with the voters, right? It's just not there. And this is a football team that has had trouble with top five teams. I think I read somewhere it said 2010 is the last time Mizzou has had a top five win. But this does feel like a personal game, you know? Drink, if you were in on it, if like we had True Serum and there was a list that came out and it was the games he wants the most, I'm not saying this is the top, but it's a 1A, 1B situation. It's up there, Mike. He was embarrassed last year with this. And I feel like Texas A&M, it's so funny, going into this game, I feel the same about Texas A&M now that I felt like with Mizzou last year. Isn't that crazy? Like, I never thought Mizzou was going to lose that game. Not only did they lose, they got their ass kicked, right? A&M, no way they lose this game. They're going to go up here. I'm not saying they're going to get their ass kicked, Mike, but I feel like there's a little upset in the air here, brother. Give me one final upset. Mizzou 27, Texas A&M 24.
Wow.
Yes, I know. I know I'm probably wrong, but
back on the Mizzou bandwagon.
I do feel like there's something about the doubters, right? The team, this, I feel like if Mizzou loses this game, they implode before the season's up. But I feel like anybody that's banged up that probably would be on an injury report is suiting up for this game, right? And we don't know Drink's future. We don't know where he's going to be at the end of the season. But I do know one thing, that this football team is convinced that they are a playoff squad, and they cannot make it to that playoffs if they don't pull off an upset here. So this is their championship, Mike. I don't want to get too Butch Jones here, but this is it. This is the one that they got to put all chips to the table. And yes, they got a freshman quarterback. I get that. But compared to what I saw the last couple of weeks from the passing attack, I'm ready for something different anyway, and I'm sure Mizzou fans are too. So, yeah, going to be a good football game, but I'm going to give Mizzou the slight edge here.
Yeah, the A&M fans, thank you, Shay. The A&M's another one you haven't been right on many times.
Never. I'm never right with them.
Ooh, buddy. So, yeah, there's a lot here, Shane, that – I mean, this is just the state of college football nowadays, you know, where you go in a game like this, you literally have to win to keep your playoffs hope alive. And A&M can say all the right things, but they have to know that even if they drop this game, it means nothing for their playoff hopes.
Right.
So where's the motivation for compared to one versus the other? Like, I know we want to go undefeated. We want to win the SEC. That's fantastic, you know, but you don't even have to go undefeated to win it all. Mm-hmm. That's out there. Going on the road, difficult environment. I think Missouri, you know it well, very underrated home field advantage here.
Yeah.
I think they got to start fast to keep that crowd locked in, because I think there's a chance A&M just runs them out the damn building. I really do. Mm. They've run, hell, they ran LSU out of there pretty damn quick, didn't they? So, you know, they have it in them. I think there's a case to be made that A&M might have the best offense in the country. The way Marcel Reed was playing against LSU, if that Marcel Reed continues to show up, Shane, Mm-hmm. I think they might go undefeated, and I think Marcel may win the Heisman. I think he's playing at that caliber. At least he was last time we saw him against LSU, and that was with two turnovers. You know, they blew LSU out with multiple turnovers and a punt got blocked. But there was no hesitation on that sideline because they knew the team they had. Meanwhile, Missouri, I think going on the road and, you know, getting into a damn rock fight with Vanderbilt, then your quarterback going down, that could have been tragic. I think a lot of weaker-minded programs would have put it in the tank, would not have competed. Not only did they compete, I would argue they looked better with Matt Zollers in there. Now, was that just, you know, one game and they didn't, Vanderbilt literally had no idea what Zollers was going to be doing? Perhaps. I think you could make that case. But if I'm going to have to start a true freshman in a big game like this, I'd rather have the 2 weeks to prepare, mm-hmm. get him comfortable, find out, you know, what part of the offenses fit him the best, and we adjust to him. We lean with the best running back in the conference in Ahmad Hardy. I think he's going to be critical in this matchup. They have to run the ball to beat A&M. And A&M is they are vulnerable to rushing attacks. That's maybe their one weakness is the defense. Now, I was, again, shout out Billy Lucci. I had him on the show. We'll drop that tomorrow. But he said, apparently in College Station, the big thing is, Shane, where the committee said, well, the reason we got A&M 3 and not 1 or 2 is we questioned their defense. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this might be the best defensive performance Mike Elko's ever put together on Saturday to prove those fools wrong. You know what?
Yeah.
So that would worry me if you're hoping for a Missouri to pull this upset. But I think, in fact, I know A&M's a better team. Mm-hmm. A&M should win this football game. But they don't, Shane.
They don't win. No.
Missouri keeps their playoff hopes alive. I'm not even Honda Morristown this thing, Shane. That's how confident I am. Give me Mizzou 38. Give me A&M 31. A touchdown different. I don't know if it's penalties, which has plagued A&M. I don't know if it's turnovers. I don't know if it's the cold weather, but maybe it's a combination of all of those. I just think it's going to be an off performance for A&M. And hell, when I say off performance, there's still 31 points I got them getting here. But if it's an off performance, I think Missouri will beat them. Zollers, I think he's going to be the big storyline in the SEC come the weekend. Be like, good God, Missouri may have them a bona fide star at quarterback.
Damn it, Steve. Yeah, just when I feel like I'm gaining traction here, you go and pull the double cousin curse on me. Well, Aggie fans. Wait,
who's Steve? Who are you mad at, Steve? Steven?
I don't know. Something I say. Okay. I don't know. I made it up, I guess. But I'll say this, man. I feel like there's going to be some really good football games this weekend. And you mentioned upsets, and we've talked about a few of them. But I feel like when this Saturday ends, there's going to be some teams, like I said, just totally exhausted because they thought they almost lost one or they thought they were knocked out of the playoffs. That could happen. And I know Aggie fans are excited that we both picked Mizzou, but brother, there is so much that could happen Saturday. I mean, there is no pulse. If there's anything that is certain in 2025 is that every Saturday is uncertain. So
right.
We're going to have a wild, 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 wild. What would be the headline if the games finish the way that you say it?
Well, wait, hold on real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Since we double cousin cursed Mizzou, do we have any kind of wager on the line? I was just thinking maybe you and I, maybe we do one of those A&M dances. If A&M wins.
Oh, shit.
And then we just, you know, we don't have to do it live. You can film yours. I'll film mine. I'll edit them together.
Can we just drink milk?
I think it'd be funnier if we did did a little dance
or
something.
Yeah, yeah. All right. If it happens, we'll do the A&M, whatever that thing's called.
And Fireman Bill says you got to drink some tea. that's a bridge too far. You know what?
Deal.
No, but the storylines, again, I think it'll be Zollers.
Yes.
I think he's legit. If you can win a game of this magnitude, I think the big storyline is now, again, remember, I picked Georgia to lose. So Georgia, Texas next weekend, playoff elimination.
Georgia, Texas.
Because they'll both have two losses. Now, we've made the case, A&M or Texas could get in at 9-3.
Yeah.
But I really don't want to leave it in the hands of the committee. And even Georgia, if they go 9-3, I don't think they're getting in. I don't feel good about any of us if we're 9-3 to get in. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I don't either. But just because of the way the playoffs, I mean, shit, they gave A&M the third spot undefeated in the SEC, you know? So,
right.
Yeah. I get that we've got several teams in there, but that's not going to happen. Some are going to get bumped out this week. So, yeah, I feel like the story will be Texas A&M losing if everything goes my way. You know, the college football playoff gets a little bit more murky because now they're going to have to make some tough decisions. How can you knock off the top three and, you know, have two losses to the SEC and not be up there, you know, above Notre Dame, a team that lost to Texas A&M that just got beat, you know? So something along those lines. Also, Vanderbilt, I got Vanderbilt losing, so you could talk about elimination. Pavia, you know, that could be one as well.
Yeah, but you're wrong about it. You put way too much faith in Auburn this year, yeah. I'll just say that. Although the old takes guy got me for saying they're a playoff team.
Yep. Yes, they did.
Like, I had never said that, but I guess I did tweet it one time.
Yeah, well, we tweet dumb stuff all the time, Mike, you know?
You know who I bet has never done that?
Cousin JR.
Legend, Cousin JR has done it again.
Thank you, JR. He gifted Shane. We got a lot of these. what are you doing there?
Practicing the A&M.
how funny, Shane. Giggum BQ92 is who he gifted. Shout out JR. And then we got Junior. Shane Junior.
Thank you, cuz.
Gifted Broken Coast Outdoor. Appreciate you, Junior. Shin, 5 membership, Shane.
Dang, come on, Shin. That's how you say 5.
Of Shane. Icky Ikani Obi. What? Lane Kiffin. Yes, the Lane Kiffin. Brad Kirby's Belt. That's a good one. Barrett Taylor. You've all been gifted, courtesy of Shin. Steven Up. Play his jingle for him, Steven Up.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
He gifted Pop Goes the Culture. Cool name. Freedom Van. Appreciate you. He gifted 5, Shane. Rodney Williamson. Yeah. Kevin. Dakota Johnston. Chuck 777. And Cam Bo. All got gifted courtesy of Freedom Van.
Thank you, Freedom.
And he said, hope my memberships don't go to any Tennessee. All Day Trey gifted Big 12 Knights. Shout out All Day.
Trey sneaking up to his own jingle, you know?
Yeah. Brandon Norwood, he became a member.
Hell yeah.
Elko's Massive Nutsack. And Brady Wood and
not related.
Horton Hears You just gifted as well, Shane, to dun, 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 dun. Ooh, I get it right here. Gimme Golf at Shane's Burner. All of y'all,
welcome to the family.
And yeah, we got Seth. Appreciate you, Seth. I don't think we got Brandon Norwood. Oh, wait. Yeah, we did. We got that one.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out this one. I love this one. Aggies, Texas 12. Happy Veterans Day weekend to all the Aggies serving and served. Beat the hell out of Mizzou.
Oh, man. The only thing is, man, they get down there, too. Like, I don't know if I got the knees to to pull off something.
You do as best as you can.
I know. I'm going to be worried about it all weekend now. Jesus.
dealing with Dylan. Keep Cutter Bowley. He's learned to throw. Keep Bush. He's learning to call plays. Both look better the last 4 weeks. I'm rooting for 6-6 UK. Rooting for Stoops. Dealing with Dylan. That's a cool name. How about Sam G? We need to petition for Mississippi State to keep the old interlocking MSU helmets from here on out. Anybody think Mullen to Auburn? Love the show. Hey, I love that. I don't know what in the hell they're thinking with this state logo. I don't know who likes that or...
Yeah, I don't know either.
That's like a tradition-based program. Why are we switching things up? I don't know. It makes no sense to me.
Might as well check your end zone, you know?
And then Dan Bowen to Auburn. I mean, I wouldn't be against it, but I'm kind of over the retread hires, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like Mullen could – I don't feel like he got a fair shake down there in Gainesville. So I'd like to have him come back, especially in this new – I mean, hell, he's doing wonderful where he's at. But I think given another opportunity, yeah, I'd like to – Dan's always – man, you kidding? Media days, how fun is it when Dan's behind the podium? Remember all them memes we got?
Yeah. Stringer Films, State lost by 10 last year with zero defense.
Jeez.
Think about that one, Shane.
Thought about it.
Brandon says A&M 35, Mizzou 28. Chase says Zola, make him holler. Drew Lock version 2 just dropped. Hell yeah, that's the remix. Dane, I want clown outfits if A&M wins. Double cousin curse. Kyle says, if the Aggies win, record yourself singing the war hymn and sawing Texas horns off. And then Liquid says, that state pick is why Mike is so far behind. Could be.
Yeah. Is that why? No, I know you don't do that, but I do wonder if sometimes I pull upsets just so I could try to catch up, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. What did the Cousins pick?
Oh, yeah. Shout out. Thank you, Shane. Cousin Andrew West. Here's his picks here. So he's got an upset, like I told you, Shane. He's got Ole Miss 45, Citadel 7. He's got Georgia 32, Mississippi State 28. He's got Vanderbilt 17, Auburn 14. He's got Kentucky losing to Florida 21-17. And then Honda Morristown, he called it, Shane. LSU 21, Bama 20. How about that upset? Shout out Cousin Andrew. And then his lock of the week, A&M 35, Missouri 14.
Wow. So if this happens, it's like, say, mine is perfect, which it will be. I'll be 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm back in it, baby. Back in it. Come on, Andrew.
Shout out, Cousin Andrew West. Appreciate you for making the selections this weekend.
Hell yeah, man. Well, be sure to stay tuned because if something crazy happens, we're going to be on. Let's hit that thumbs up. Costs $0, Mike. It's a new feature. They just put it on YouTube. You just hit that thumb up, and it helps us out. Thank you so much.
Hey, shout out Johnny Delgado. The Sellers Heisman campaign starts Saturday during the bye week.
Hey, I think that could be a storyline if goes the way I think. Zollers, you know how media does. They just catch fire with these new toys. And Zollers looked great against Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Granted, it was just a couple of, drives, but, yeah, they're going to be.
Real quick, let me ask you this, because I was on with a different guy, and we were talking about Sellers.
Yeah.
Now, he may very well go to the pro NFL.
Yes.
I don't think he's ready, based on this year. Now, I don't know how, they may just look at him and be like, he's got the tools, it wasn't his fault, play calling, offensive line, which is fair.
Yeah.
But let's say, I think what he will do, which will be smart, is well, for Carolina fans, I hope he stays, but I don't know. Based on this year, I don't know how you could trust them to develop you.
Yeah.
I think he'll enter the portal and, declare for the draft that like Carson Beck did.
Yes.
See what's out there. So I say all that to say, how much should Tennessee pay for Lenore's? I mean,
all the monies.
Don't you think combining him with an offensive system that actually works, because he could be worth whatever the asking price is.
But I don't think Tennessee would be like the front runner here. I feel like this is an Oregon or golly, maybe hell, maybe LSU, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that. Because what about DJ Lagway? I mean, that's another one that's going to be kind of floating around probably.
I'd much rather have Sellers, I think, in Tennessee's offense.
Like, we're having these bidding wars for coaches right now, but, man, we're going to have bidding wars for quarterbacks soon. Well, hey, today's shout-outs, thank you, JP, for putting these together, goes to Cousin JR, Junior, Shin, Seth Emmerman, Fire Marshal Bill, Brandon Norwood, Stephen Up, Aggie Texas, Freedom Van, Trey Daldy, Dealing with Dylan, Sam G, Stringer Films, Chase Moore, Horton Hears You, Dane M, Kyle Deaton, Liquid Flames. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you, JP. Thank you so much for all the work you do for us.
Absolutely. We'll catch you on the next one. Remember, we got Billy Lucci interview. We got a bunch more to go check out. And we'll be here all weekend in case there's an emergency. Shane's already dancing over here.
See you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.